Shemaya, chroeso I Learn Welsh. In this podcast, we're going to be focusing on 10 mark questions. Here goes. Rhestr wirio 10 mark. So, let's look at the checklist for 10 marks. Ydych chi wedi? So, it's asking you a question. Ateb pob pwynt bwled. So, there's going to be bullet points. So, answer every bullet point. And they will allocate points per bullet point. Defnyddio tri patrwm brawddegol. So, use three sentence patterns. Defnyddio dau amser y ferf. Use two verb tenses, so present, past, or conditional, so make sure you use two different ones. Mynegi barn yn effeithiol. Express opinion effectively. Cynnwys rhesymau I ategu barn. So include reasons to support your opinions. So if you say something is fun, say why it's fun. Maybe you could talk about a past event to back up your opinion as well. Sillafu ac atal nodi yn gywir. So correct spelling and punctuation. So let's look a bit further on what we need to include. So on the next page then, so we have three sections. Gorffennol is past, presennol is present, so in the middle, and then at the bottom then in blue, dyfodol future. So you've got useful keywords that you can use to create effects in your writing. So in the past, so all the red writing, ddoe, yesterday, neithiwr, last night, mis diwethaf, last month, llynedd, last year, wythnos diwethaf, last week. Then presennol, you've got y bore yma, this morning, yn y nos, at night, heddiw, today, yn y prynhawn, in the afternoon, heno, tonight, nawr, now, eleni, this year, ar hyn o bryd, at the moment. And then at the bottom, then, for dyfodol, you have ar y penwythnos, yfory, tomorrow, heno, tonight, mis nesaf, next month, wythnos, wythnos nesaf, next week, y flwyddyn nesaf, next year. So that covers the three sections then, so you can slot them in when discussing. So let's look at what the questions could look like. So the first question then, so they have shared how much you'll get for content, so how many facts and all the bullet points that you include, and then how many marks you'll get for language, so all the tenses and things that you include. So let's concentrate on content. Now the question will be in Cymraeg a Saesneg, Welsh and English, so it'll help you with the vocabulary and you'll be able to understand what it's asking you as well. So let's concentrate on the English part. So facts about... So, disgrifiwch eich ysgol. So, describe your ysgol in Welsh. Facts about the school. So, for example, location, size. Good things about the school. Things you would like to change. So, the facts in the school. So, you've got two marks. So, you're looking at 2 points. Good things about the school. So, we've got 2 points as well. And things you would like to change. So, you're looking at I would like. If you don't know where change is, go to the Welsh part of the question and you'll see the word for change, which is newid, okay? So hoffwn I newid, so that's what we're going to use when we talk about things you would like to change. So what types of sentence patterns could you use then? So facts about the school, mae'r ysgol yn Medwas, the school is in Bedwas. Mae'r ysgol yn fach, the school is small. Mae'r ysgol yn poblogaidd, the school is popular, and things like that. That covers the two marks. Good things about the school. So don't forget we've got dwi'n hoffi, dwi'n mwynhau, dwi'n caru. We've got all of them. Yn fy marn I, in my opinion, dwi'n meddwl bod, I think that, cred a fod. But we also have Manteision bedwas ydy, advantages of bedwas are, and they are your more mature sentences. Okay, and then to finish off, things you would like to change, hoffen in there with I would like to change. So the bullet points really help you to include different tenses, because you would have included the present and the conditional tense. So when it's saying 5 marks for language, then have a little look back at the checklist. Okay, so use 3 different sentence patterns, so make sure you do. 2 verb tenses, you would have covered that if you cover the hoffen in the present tense. Have you expressed your opinions effectively? So make sure you include mature adjectives and support your reasons as well, and that will secure you the other 5 marks. So the next example question, it says, Describiwch eich aror, and they've translated a hero. So describe your hero. So apologies earlier, the content was 5 and the language was 5. Okay, it wasn't 6 and 5, they were both 5 each. So let's look at the bullet points, because the bullet points are going to help us to include everything for the content. Facts about him or her, age, lives, works, that's 2 marks, so you're looking at 2 facts. Good things about the person, so you're looking at 2 points as well. Your reason for choosing this person. So don't forget, we need to get another tense in as well. Okay, it's easy to forget this because it doesn't specifically give you the sentence pattern that you need to include. So facts about him or her then. Okay, so you could say my, and then you'd pick it. So for example, if your hero would be Neil Jenkins, you would say my Neil Jenkins and Bill Pontypridd. He lives in Pontypridd. My Neil Jenkins and Pimp Dig. Neil Jenkins is 50. Apologies if I get that wrong. My Neil Jenkins and Chwarae Rugby. He plays rugby and things like that. So you need to include 2 marks. Try to start off the sentences differently. Okay, so maybe you say hobby Neil Jenkins Eddie. Neil Jenkins' hobby is, and don't forget, they're not going to double check you telling the truth. Okay, it's not going to be fact checked, so you can make anything up. The next one, good things about the person. Okay, Mantisha Neil Jenkins Eddie, so advantages of him. My Neil Jenkins and Gatley can. He's a kicker, so you could say kick your Neil Jenkins, he kicked. That covers the past tense as well. Things like that. So 2 good points, and then your reason for choosing the person. Okay, so end of money in my opinion. Okay, and if you really want to be clever, if you look at the question, find the word for choose, it would be dewis. So you could say dewis I see Neil Jenkins achos. Okay, and my reason for choosing Neil Jenkins would be all my lovely memories of going to see him many years ago in Sardis Road. So this is a nice one, but don't forget to include your idioms as well and your different tense. Public. Let's do one more, because I feel like we need to go over a different type of question. So you want to help with a local children's club. Introduce yourself to the manager in Welsh. So personal details, age, school, you'll get 2 marks. So you're looking at 2 facts. Experience and your skills, 2 marks. And your reason for contacting. Let's remind ourselves of the checklist, okay? Answer every bullet point. Yes, we can do that. 3 different sentence patterns, so make sure we cover that. 2 different tenses, and express our opinion effectively and support our opinion. So let's have a look at the question. Nice and easy, fe enw I ydy, or Mrs Davy ydw I. Dwi'n mynd i'r ysgol uwchradd Bedwas, I go to Bedwas High School. That should cover your 2 different sentence starters and your 2 facts. Your experiences, so you could say dwi'n gweithio, I work, or ar y penwythnos, or fel arfer usually on the weekend. You could say chwarae rugby, sgiliau team skills, Skilly I covered the Dedron, computer skills, things like that. Don't forget, you need 3 different sentence starters and a different tense as well. So you could, when you share your skills about working as a team, because you are part of a rugby team or a football team, chwarae I see I played, and things like that. Your reason for contacting, so you could use the conditional tense, so hoffwn i. So let's have a look, what are we contacting them for? We want to help the local children's club. So if you look at the Welsh translation, you could either say rydw i eisiau or hoffwn i helpu gyda'r clwb plant lleol. You would like to help the local children's club. Have a go at answering that question. Pob lwc. So dyma ni, here we are. That's all to do with 10 mark questions. Don't forget to look at the checklist. Don't forget to include all the bullet points. That'll give you the 5 marks. And then don't forget the 3 different sentence starters, 2 different verbs, express your opinion effectively, and include reasons to support your opinion. Pob lwc.